one of the gifts that God has given us as we live here on this earth and in broken lives and broken homes and challenging situations in our lives is that we can come to God in prayer. All families are broken. They experience brokenness in various ways. And sometimes that's the brokenness of a child who struggles with anger, or a parent who is struggling with all the busyness of things that need to happen. All of those things affect how we live life, and we need a spiritual connection with God. And God has designed for us that spiritual connection, and that is this whole discipline and pathway of prayer.
As we're praying for our children, we also want to be praying with our children, because praying communicates a sense of humility. And as a family, if we can come together and pray with our kids, it demonstrates to our children that we're relying on the Lord, that we don't necessarily feel like we have all the answers, but we need the Lord's help to change us, to mold us into His image, and we want to do that as a family. So we want to be sure to be taking those times to pray together as a family.
It can be very easy for us as parents to focus on the temporal things, the strategies that we have, the tools that we've developed, the discipline techniques that we've discovered. And our children really get the impression sometimes it's very humanistic in what we're trying to do. In fact, I think sometimes as adults, we can imagine that our parenting is very humanistic. We need to recognize that God is the one who changes a child's heart. When we recognize that God does that, then we're drawn to prayer to come before God and plead with God to do a deeper work in our child's life. As we pray, we're entering into a resource that God has provided for us that He uses to change our world. God has designed it that way. God could just change the world without us, but He chooses to allow us to be part of that change process through our prayers. And so regularly coming before God to pray for our children becomes a way of participating in the work of God inside of our child's heart.
I think we need to continually be reminded that God knows our children better than we do. He's the expert on each one of our kids. He created them. So I think sometimes we're looking for new strategies for children. We talk to our friends, we talk to counselors, we go to books. But do we remember that God knows our children better than anyone? And He can help us by guiding us in the discipline process. So we want to be praying for our children, because through that, God changes us. He makes us more sensitive to the issues and more thoughtful about those teachable moments. Praying for our children is key to seeing God's work in their lives.
Prayer keeps us connected to God's heart. So as we come before the Lord, we want to be looking for ways that we can not only be praying for our child, but to also be praying for ourselves. We need prayer for our own hearts, that God would keep our hearts at peace during the day instead of getting all riled up or upset or angry or frustrated with life situations, or at least in the midst of those challenging times that we experience, to be able to call on His grace to allow us to live each day for His kingdom. Grace is essentially the energy that God gives us to live each day for Him. And so we want to be able to rely on that grace personally in our lives. Prayer not only changes our children, but it also changes us.
And I think it teaches us to rely on God and to not feel so anxious about our parenting, not to worry every day about what's going to happen with our children, but to realize that God is at work in their lives. Each one of our children are a project that He's working on, and we have the privilege of participating in that. But God is the one who is leading and guiding and directing. The work in their lives is His responsibility, and we just want to be a part of it. So, of course, we're going to be praying to Him, asking for wisdom, asking for peace, and allowing Him to work in our children's lives.
Living in a family is like being in a laboratory of growth. Everybody's growing in a family. They have to be growing. And I would suggest that one of the key things we're doing is growing spiritually as a family. So as we experience the challenges in life, and we're praying and talking to God about them, our children are learning something very important about their own spirituality. If children get in the habit of just seeing problems solved or relationships experiencing tension, then they view life in a very horizontal plane. It's very important for us to teach our children that God is very active in our lives. And so we want to be involved in this vertical plane as well. What we're doing is we're teaching our children as we pray that God is our source of strength, and that He is the one who helps us to carry on each day.